Well, hello, Haunters. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. This is your weekly haunt news briefing. If these stories are interesting to you, or if you want to stay on top of what's happening in the industry, we release a weekly free newsletter, and you can subscribe to that at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. That's hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And now, as always, when we have the news, I'm giving it over to Daryl to tell us what's going on.
So in the haunt world, what exactly is the off-season? Haunted Calgary has launched a creative service to celebrate Father's Day. Yep, Father's Day. Creepy character deliveries. So you can surprise your dad with a signature Haunted Calgary creepy character delivering a gift directly to his front door. Packages range from $50 to $100 Canadian, with basic package offering a dozen donuts, a card, and a disturbing ditty sung by a scare actor. With the VIP package, your creepy character will even show up in a real Cadillac hearse. This opportunity is currently only available to the residents of the Canadian cities of Calgary and Airdrie, Alberta, and the delivery is guaranteed for the day you book. They will provide a 2-hour estimated window of delivery and 24 hours advance notice. June is Pride Month, and Elvira is celebrating Pride Month in style with her new Pride collection. Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark, unveiled her new Pride collection in celebration of the LGBTQ+ community and Pride Month. In her latest newsletter, Elvira writes, "June is here, it's queer, and you know what that means? That's right, it's Pride Month. I've always said that I was raised by a pack of wild drag queens, and since I've definitely raised a few myself, I will always support my friends in the LGBTQ+ community. With multiple designs on t-shirts, tank tops, pins, stickers, and fans, 13% of all proceeds will be donated to the Los Angeles LGBT Center, a center that provides an array of services for the LGBT community that span 4 broad categories: health, social services and housing, culture and education, leadership and advocacy." She's teamed up with Creepsville 666, and the link is available in our show notes. Lionsgate has once again partnered with Egan Escape Productions, and Escape the Blair Witch will be coming to Las Vegas this summer. This will bring the classic horror film franchise to life in its first ever official escape experience. The new attraction will be located in the same expansive facility that houses the fan favorite, the official Saw Escape, Las Vegas, the world's first immersive escape experience themed after the blockbuster Saw franchise. The escape experience is another step in building out the world of the Blair Witch following the popularity of the video game from Lionsgate and Bloober Team. "Over the years, we have partnered with Lionsgate for many times to create world-class attractions," said Jason Egan, owner of Egan Escape Productions, way back in 2009 when we first worked with Lionsgate team to bring the Saw films to life at our iconic Halloween attraction, Fright Dome. "I could have only dreamed to be embarking on such an exciting project with a world-class team. To be able to offer Escape Blair Witch and the official Saw Escape Las Vegas all under one roof is truly amazing." As guests enter, they will immediately be transported to the lifelike small village of Burkittsville, Maryland, to investigate mysterious happenings and disappearances within the community. You will then need to work together to escape multiple rooms that bring the classic film and the Curse of the Blair Witch to life. Due to high demand, limited space, and COVID-19 protocols, reservations are required in advance. Private VIP games are available, as well as packages for birthdays, bachelorette or bachelor parties, team building, and more. Three organizers from the Hidden Haunted Attraction in East Liverpool, Ohio, are giving back to the tri-state area through their Tri-State Trillium Foundation Scholarship Awards. The foundation has just awarded its first 3 recipients, and applications for class of 2022 seniors will soon be available. Dylan Check, Crystalyn Moore, and Sean Underwood, all from East Liverpool High School, are the first recipients of the TSTF Scholarship Awards. Those people who subscribe to Disney Plus, a new series, Behind the Attraction, is coming. Each episode will feature the creative processes behind different Disney park favorites, including how Imagineers filled the Haunted Mansion, the ups and downs of creating the gravity-defying Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. All 10 episodes will be available on Disney Plus to stream on July 16th. SeaWorld Orlando will be adding an extra layer of fright this Halloween this year with their Hello Scream, an after-hours extra-ticket event with haunted houses, scare zones, and other spooky activities. The event will be held 27 nights between September 10th and October 31st. The theme park will retain its long-running lighthearted spooktacular event geared toward children during the day, and then they'll flip it over to something much more scary at night. SeaWorld did not identify the themes of the houses or scare zones during the media reveal, but there was a demonstration featuring sea siren characters and shrieking cloaked dancers. "Our siren is a feature of Hello Scream. She's born on the Bayside Lake from her home there. So I think we will definitely continue to embrace who we are and bring it to Hello Scream." The event event name mirrors the Halloween event held at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, also operated by Orlando-based SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment. There will be a combo ticket sold that incorporates Hello Screams in Tampa and Central Florida. Alton Towers Resort of Alton, Staffordshire, England, has confirmed the return of Scarefest for the upcoming Halloween season. Scarefest features multiple scare mazes, rides in the dark, and a family-friendly freaky fun zone, the Alton Towers dungeon, and more. The event will be running October 8th to 10th and the 15th through the 31st, and day passes start at £38 per person.
Today's episode was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with reporting by Daryl Plunkey. Post-production by David Swope. This Haunt News Update is a production of the Haunted Attraction Network, and you can sign up to our weekly newsletter at hauntedattractionnetwork.com. Support for this episode comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Until next time, Haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.